Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Could have Matt lead us off.
Hi, Bob. We just saw the announcement that Rosenthal had the surgery. Is that what you guys were kind of expecting to happen there? And do you know how he's doing at this point?
Yeah, I mean that's why I kind of led on to that yesterday. I had a feeling that was going to happen. So everything went well. Other than that, I have really no timetable or anything like that, but the surgery went well.
And then, how did the decision come about with Puck? When did he start to feel discomfort?
The next day. So he's got some, it's in his bicep a little bit, just soreness in the bicep. So wasn't able to play catch the next day or yesterday. So we'll shut him down here. Hopefully it's not too long, but unfortunately, he pitched pretty well and didn't feel great afterward.
Manolo.
Yeah, good afternoon. Bob, we're looking at the lineup there. You have a luxury that you didn't have before. You are able to play Olson as a DH and Moreland at first base. And how important for you is having this luxury that Moreland is such a great first baseman, and then you could have Olson in the lineup, probably not 100% as yet.
Right. So, it doesn't surprise me that Ollie's ready to play today. But we'll try to keep him off his feet a little bit more so, with the knee issue. And then, with Mitch, you're right. It's a luxury to have a guy that plays the defense that well. As you saw a couple of plays he's already made, whether it's a pick or, the ball down the line. So, we didn't target him playing a ton of games over at first base, but he does have a gold glove in his pocket, and it's nice to have him when, you're trying to kind of ease Ole back in the lineup.
Yes, and you're always talking about the importance of having great depth in minors, and in this case, the alternate camp. How important it was to have, the Olis Guerra after a great spring available to bring him up to complete your bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good spring, and we've seen him in the past. He's given us a tough time when he was with the Angels, and had a good spring for us too. So, that's you need depth. Obviously, we're testing and using it very early in the season. Already a couple times with, bullpen ILs. Good chance he gets in there at some point pretty soon, the way our bullpen's been worked. So it's nice to have that kind of depth.
Shayna?
You said that Jake Diekman is an obvious option to have close games, but how do you about the bullpen that you have and making up for the loss of Trevor?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, and it's not ideal to use Jake, in the ninth inning. A lot of times his spot or what he's used to comes up before that, sometimes in the eighth. You look at their lineup here, there's a couple of left-handers that you target for him. Hopefully, if we can keep moving forward with Lou, maybe he gives us an option to close as well, and or pitch, the eighth inning, depending on matchups between the two of them. He's pitched really well for us. Just the one bad pitch to, or the one pitch to Alvarez over at our place. Other than that, he had a terrific spring and he's throwing the ball really well. So, we've seen what Lou can accomplish when he's feeling good, and hopefully we're working towards that. I know he's very encouraged about how he's throwing the ball as well as we are.
Martin.
Hey Bob, how much do you kind of just feel for AJ? I mean, it seems like a few times now he's been really close to breaking through, and it seems like he just gets a setback.
Yeah, it's tough. He wants to be out there and help his team like he did the other day. And he's talented guy on top of it. So, we haven't gotten into a position with him yet where we've been able to use him quite a bit. Hopefully it happens after this IL stint.
Alex?
Hey Bob, is there a specific situation or type of scenario that you would envision using Deolis Guerra, or is it just going to be fluid and kind of play it by ear?
Yeah, our whole bullpen right now is pretty fluid because, one, we don't have everybody on a particular day. I don't know how many teams are playing 10 in a row, especially against offenses like we're facing at this point. So it's going to be more, who's available and what kind of need we have for him. It could be two innings, could be one plus. So I'm not really sure yet. And we're still trying to kind of figure out roles at this point, which, you know, happens without having Trevor at the back end of it. So it's still kind of mix and match and find out and who's available. And then obviously performance is going to dictate, you know, maybe more set bullpen roles here once we feel like we can figure that out.
Matt?
There was going to be a lot of, I guess, attention paid or I guess caution taken with particularly pitchers coming into the season, just to monitor to see if there was potential for injuries. Would you make any connection between the injuries you guys have had on the pitching side so far and anything coming out of last season?
That's a good question. I don't at this point. I mean, as far as AJ goes, I think it's just having a tough time stringing outings together and feeling good. You know, we felt like we were past that with the shoulder, but apparently not at this point. And then, you know, Birch was a groin. So I don't know that really factors into, you know, not having a full year last year. He went down obviously last year too. So I think we're still trying to figure out where that goes. You know, I don't think there's ever been a year where you've had as much uncertainty along those lines as we do this year.
All right. One more question from Martin.
I know Jed's been playing a lot recently. Was this just a day off from today?
Yeah, it could be two out of three here for a while for him. You know, two on and one off. You know, whether or not we use him as a DH or something like that. So, you know, he hasn't played in a couple years. He's not 22 years old anymore. So we want to make sure that we don't, you know, throw too much at him where, you know, it affects his health. So we're being a little bit careful with him, but it was a long game again yesterday and then a couple in a row for him.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.